UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, there you go. That was going to be your excuse in what you said if we ever did that remote at The Godfather's or whatever.
Yes.
Well, you know, the headphones were coming off when she was trying to get in my lap.
And
James Strebel.
There it is. Don Vito immediately. Don Vito immediately.
Got me screwed. No, there would have been a no-touching policy if we had ever done a remote there. But during quarantine.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, it's Jack Harlow. Did Jason Entz tell you to play that? I'm kidding, Mitch. I'm kidding. It is The Take here on this Thursday. It's a thirsty Thursday on ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's Studios. My wife's not while I'm on the air, damn it. Lachlan McClain, Nikki, talked about having a sex tape. He and Carolyn made a sex tape. When they were, you know, 20, 25 years ago or so. Would you watch that if I brought that video home? Would you watch that? Because you know my answer is yes. Your answer is yes. And she says, I don't know, which is not good for radio. That's not what we need in sports radio. Thank you. Yes.
There
that's
we go.
All you had
yes,
to say.
Yes.
You would watch it, would you not?
I don't think so.
Oh, stop it. Oh, please. What do you mean you wouldn't watch it?
It's just something that
Mitch,
I don't,
would you watch it?
Yeah, I would.
Of course you would watch it.
Just the way I got another clip that we need to play of Locke talking about his wife. And it's pretty much the sole reason why I would watch the mix.
My wife off the air saying she has felt Carolyn up. Yes, that happened at the Kentucky Derby. Yes, that did happen.
I didn't know that happened.
It's a Kintucky Derby. Things happen.
It does. A lot. Get those mint juleps.
Listen, and my wife and Locke's wife can't do that at the Kentucky Derby. Where can they do it?
Exactly.
Is this America or is this not America?
And that's the
you
most
understand
American
what I'm talking
thing
about?
Is that horse race.
Yeah, okay, that's not where I thought you were going to go. The other thing also, one of the most American things. Yeah, go ahead and play it, Mitch. Go ahead.
Texter, can we see young Carolyn? Sounds like she was smoking. Y'all don't understand. I mean, she looks good now. She looks great now. When I met her at age 25, she was a size zero. There was not an ounce of fat on her. She never, every shirt she wore was cut off, and so you could see her stomach. You know, man, that look. Oh, good times. Good times. And she's still got it going on now, but obviously she's in her mid-40s. There's a lot different between your mid-20s and the mid-40s. But I'll see if I can find some young Carolyn pictures. Maybe I'll throw them up there.
Oh, my gosh.
What a haymaker.
I mean, he's literally on there saying, well, when my wife was in her 20s, boy, she could wear those cut-off shirts and blah, blah, blah. Now she's in her 40s, obviously, and things are different.
Well, he's not essentially saying that.
He's absolutely saying that. And that's, she has to be horrified. Horrified.
That's life with Lachlan McClain.
My God.
If you are looking, speaking of being in shape, there is no good segue. There is no natural segue to the people, the good people at the Fitness Market. We've been telling you now for the last couple days, you know, obviously since they can no longer, their shop can no longer be open where you can go in. They're still open, though, for curbside delivery and for pickup. All you need to do is call the Plantside Drive location, 502-882-2694, 882-2694. visit their website, thefitnessmarket.com, thefitnessmarket.com, and they can get you hooked up. A couple days ago, they got a big, massive supply in there of more treadmills and ellipticals and rowing machines and spin bikes and much, much more, and they can help you today. We're going to be stuck in our homes. Be a better version of yourself. Do not stop your workouts because you're quarantined, or maybe start your workouts given that you're quarantined. Again, the website, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694. Again, curbside delivery. You can also pick up. They are there to help you every single step of the way. Been in business in Kentucky now for more than two decades. Also need to remind everybody, this hour of the show is presented by the book at Caesars Southern Indiana. When we get back going, cannot wait to get out there, not only for myself, but for the show. So we shall do that as well. Coming up in about 20, 25 minutes or so, our final, and Mitch, since we are up against pretty much a hard network out, if you will, with Andy Beshear coming up at 5 o'clock, although it would be funny the panic if we were running, you know, just absolute haymaker sound instead of Beshear. I will take a break at in 8 minutes just to make sure that we clear what we need to clear. We talked about Jay Scrub or Emmanuel Quickley, who we think is a crappy thing that we can talk about. Right. We both think Emmanuel Quickley a better chance just because we've heard less of him talking. We have heard more of Jay Scrub talking, and that makes us think that Jay Scrub is going to happen. You know, I think there's a great chance, a chance that should now not surprise Louisville fans, and that's one thing that I said yesterday. College football season, NFL season, that very much is out there. Dan Wolkin, even though sometimes he is on the negative side of things. He was right about the coronavirus.
He
said, hey, we're not going to be playing. Should we be playing the NCAA tournament so we can get to that? Did you ever make up your mind if you wanted to sing happy birthday to Larry Vaught, BBN luminary Larry Vaught? You sure you don't want to sing?
Yeah, I'm still leaning no towards that.
Why not?
Like I said, he's had a lot of fans well wishing him today on his birthday. A lot of interns too. So I think he's got a lot of birthday wishes. Don't want to overdo it.
Mitch got enraged at a fake a troll guy
D
on
Bird.
Twitter. D Bird dropped the F bomb. That happened at about 3:15 earlier today.
Yeah, it did.
Just other things quickly that I had. I think you guys will find this funny. Last night, and the wife had never seen this, the crappy movie Mortal Kombat.
Oh, boy. You watched that?
I used to love it when I was in, middle school.
Oh, hell yeah.
It does not hold up.
Had the soundtrack and everything.
Yeah, but some movies from then hold up.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Not Mortal Kombat. Not hold up,
It's really bad, then. What service did you watch it on, if you don't mind me asking?
It was just on regular bleeping TV.
Was
like,
it really?
Like, you know, an AMC or a USA or a TNT.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So
was
it Billy Madison's girlfriend, Sonya Blade?
Yes. I couldn't remember all of them. You had Scorpion that was in there.
Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero that was in there.
Liu Kang.
Johnny Cage.
Who was Kano? Was that the...
Kano, the guy with the one eye.
Yeah.
Mitch, do you know anything that we're talking about right now? I'm just
asking. I know a little bit about Mortal Kombat. But nowadays, they released a newer one a few years ago that I bought. And they added so much stuff to it. Yeah, Batman in there. Weird characters that were in different movies. But there's never been a good video game movie. There's not a single one. All of them are trash.
I agree with that. I mean, Tomb Raider, would that be the best one?
Well, they just made another
one. Most highly acclaimed.
They just made another one of those not too long ago. Another Tomb Raider without Angelina Jolie.
Did they?
Yes. I've not seen it, but I know it exists.
By the way, you want to hear Ruby bark? Hey, Ruby, look at. There's dogs out there. Watch this. Ruby,
uh-oh.
Look.
Uh-oh.
Look.
Look at her.
Look.
She's
Come
on the prowl.
Oh, get him. Hungry dog gonna eat. Get him, hungry dog.
She would, too. Look at her.
No, she's weak.
Her
she ain't going to do anything.
Her little tail's going back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Ramon.
So that's what's happening at the Sweeney household. There you go.
Heck yeah.
So is your wife off work now? What's the deal?
No, she's working tonight.
Oh, okay.
She's off for the weekend, though.
So you're single Strieble tonight.
Yeah, you know, going to have a few beers. Who knows what's going to go
on. I know you're going to have a few beers.
That's what's going to happen. That's all that's going to happen.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
If I gave you a percentage that we will start the NFL or college football season on time and with fans in attendance, what percentage would you put that at?
40%.
40%?
40%.
40% that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah,
40%. That will be fully functional by then. See, I'm less than you.
You're less? Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm starting to be. I mean, listen, it is now essentially April.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have April, you have May, June, July. Like, I'm with you, and even August. The problem is that at least a month and a half of that needs to be build up.
Yeah,
that's the problem with all of this. I think the NFL and I think college football, if I'm foreseeing the future, I think college football is going to be, and these universities are going to be in big trouble because they are the ones that don't pay their work.
Right.
They give all the money to the coach and the adults. They don't give any of the money to the kids.
The players. Okay,
yeah, and so you are going to be stuck with people saying, hey, how are you able to play college football? I think college football will clap back if we can.
If
people are able to go out. If we are where we're at now and what I think we're going to go into maybe the next couple weeks, then forget about it. If it gets worse, then we have bigger problems. We're not going to be worried about,
football.
As I said yesterday, Auburn -7.
Right.
Okay. I mean, there's going to be other things that are going to be more vital. But Pat Forty yesterday, I mean, you would assume this is right, Mitch. You listened to the interview, at least the end when he called me Randy. And that is, you know, he thinks it's because people are bored right now. That's why this is coming out so early that
right.
we need to wait some time. But I think when you look at that first weekend of college basketball, by the way, some news coming out to the NCAA, the Board of Governors votes unanimously to cut money for D1 schools after the basketball tournaments and other championships are canceled. The NCAA slashes the distribution of $375 million. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that. We do need to take a break here in about 3-4 minutes,
right.
But I think colleges are going to be, they mask football in this is how we pay for everything, and football does everything they can do to prove that it's not barbaric. I think the NFL needs to just say, we are barbaric.
Yeah.
We are going to play, and it might not be in front of fans, but the NFL doesn't care about the in-game experience. All they care about is a television product. And that's all they should care about is a television product, and you don't need fans for me to watch the Giants and Cowboys, and everyone's going to be watching these games. I think there is a much more massive chance that we get the NFL and college football is sitting there saying, since we are in a small way connected to all of these public universities,
yeah.
we have to actually act like we care about the student athletes.
No, I think if I were to flip that and say, what percentage do you think NFL will be played? I'd say 60%. I feel like NFL will be played 40% for college for that exact same reason. But you also have to think about, too, wasn't it 3-4 years ago where the Browns had a huge black eye because they had that staph infection run through their locker room where they had a bunch of guys get that?
Yep.
I mean, these are
– I think Tampa may have had that as well.
Tampa as well. I know Cleveland for sure, but because you have these players in closed – confining circumstances in these locker rooms at practice. They're tackling each other. They're all over each other, sweat, blood, the whole nine yards. You know, if one or two players all of a sudden get this, if it's still a thing at that point, the NFL's going to take a massive black eye. Could you see the scenario where they ramp it up and they start it, and then all of a sudden it just shut down like the NBA? They can't even get out of summer camp. I mean, that will the NFL be willing to take that risk to even start summer camp when this stuff's not 100% completely, I don't even know the word for it. Manageable, I guess, is the best word for it. Manageable.
It's going to be interesting. I think even the NFL players will push to play because they want to get paid.
They want to get those checks.
I mean, period, end of discussion.
I don't blame them.
The NBA, MLB, these are now the ones that have to figure out what they're going to do with payroll. We see the NCAA slashing money. Of course they have to. They ain't playing the tournaments.
Right. Well, the NBA,
how they make money.
The NBA owners and the have already come out and said, yeah, you're going to get paid April 1st.
Yep.
We don't know after that.
Reminder, life does not stop here on The Take on ESPN Louisville. We are doing our shows. Governor Beshear coming up at about 5 o'clock or so here on all ESPN Louisville stations. Also, a reminder, life does not stop. Obviously, since we're quarantined, you're in your home. You need your home to be comfortable. It's starting to get warm. It might dip. I haven't even looked in the next week. Is it going to get, you know, is it going to dip back down into the 40s or 50s? But if your air needs to be kicked on, it's not working. Anything HVAC, anything indoor temperature control, our friends at BJ Heating and Cooling, they are open and they are helping people today. 812-283-7221. Again, 812-283-7221. BJHeatCool.com is the website. They are open. They're open after hours for emergency services. They can help you if there is anything. Been a trusted member of this community since 1984. Again, give Barry and his team a call today, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
By the way, your arms are so damn hairy. I've been looking at how hairy arms are for now. Mitch, look at these arms. Look at the
is
upper
that
arms.
Bad?
You're like Hagrid.
Wait, where? Look at that.
And James Strebel.
Mitch's arm is hairy, is it not? That's a hairy arm.
I'm a very hairy person.
Oh,
it's really.
You got a hairy back too, don't you?
It's not that bad. It's not what you would expect. It's a lot
lighter.
Did you
show me your back during the break?
I don't know. That kind of weird, don't
it
you
is.
Think? Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it on this Thursday. Reminder, coming up tomorrow, about 24 hours from now at 4:30, we'll have the mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7. It is The Take. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, hanging out with you. Even though I wasn't in studio, a big thank you, an extra big thank you, to Adam and his staff dropping off some Wing Zone to the guys that were at the studio, the ESPN Louisville studios today. And right now, Wing Zone delivery through April the 6th. They're performing non-contact deliveries. So on prepaid orders, drivers will just leave it on your doorstep. We told you about this last week. What Wing Zone is doing. You can also get curbside service, and Wing Zone will place an order in your car without any interaction. You can try the ESPN Louisville special, 10 bone and a drink, for just $9.39. That is good 7 days a week. Order online today at wingzone.com. Remind night on a 2005 Elite Eight game. Catch that at 8 o'clock here on ESPN Louisville. That's all Baptist Health, Cox's Smokers Outlet, and Spirit Shop. Mitch, you tell me, what we ready. Are we ready to roll here for the next 31 minutes before we get to Governor Andy Beshear? We are doing our sound bracket. We did the caller Emily. Is the mid at 3:30. We will podcast these in full. We'll also podcast just these little segments. So if you just want to hear all the funny sound, we'll go ahead and do that. Mitch, you let me know. Are you ready? How do you feel about the Cooper Hassan region, which is the lower left, which is region two, or known as the East?
Man, there's some haymakers in this region, too. There's just haymakers all over. But, yeah, I'm ready.
There really is. Okay, the one seed representing the Dayton Flyers. You understand? You like
Dayton?
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
There, Obi Toppin.
James Strebel calls in drunk from Bourbon and Beyond. Let's go live to Bourbon and Beyond with James Strebel. James, good afternoon.
Andy.
Yes.
The Flaming Lips are on right now, and they're terrible.
Of course the Flaming Lips are terrible. They suck. Of course they suck. Why are you watching them? Why aren't you? What are you drinking? How many have you had?
I've had a lot of water, Andy. A lot of cold, Dasani water. I'm replenishing my fluids with a lot of Fuji water, Andy. Fuji water.
How much are you sweating, though? Tell us. What does your shirt look like? Is it completely sweaty?
I think I can see the Mona Lisa on my chest, Andy. It's like artwork.
Well, I have a surprise for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, get the phone close to your ear. Emily is on the phone. Caller Emily, who is usually on the post-game shows, is on the phone. Emily, talk to your man, James Strebel, now. Go.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Emily. Hi. I'm really sweaty right now. It's you know, it just happens when you're out in the sun all day. I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm staying hydrated. I hope you're doing well. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Are you drinking a lot of White Claw? Because my girls and I are right now getting ready to come down there.
Well, I'll probably be with the married guys over in the married guys section, but I appreciate the thought.
Married guys.
And I hope you have a good evening, Emily.
The married guys section, where's that? We should hit it up.
You have to have a bracelet to get in it. It's very exclusive.
I have a lot of bracelets. I'm sure I can figure it out. We're coming down to see the Foo Fighters. Are you going to be over there?
Yeah, I'll be at the Foo Fighters. I'm ready to see all their songs, all the good ones.
Me? Or what? I'm sorry. I've heard a lot of White Claws with my girls over here. We're all about to come down there. Can't wait to see you. We're finally going to meet.
Probably not, but good journeys to you, Emily, and I hope you have a good time at Bourbon Beyond. This is James Strebel, live from Bourbon Beyond. It's very hot out here. Very, very hot.
Very hot. I'm going to make it hotter. I can't wait to see you and your Mona Lisa.
Well, Have a good evening, Emily.
Hey, you too. I'll see you down there. I'll see you in a little bit.
Well, probably not, but okay. Thanks. I'll see you later.
The good journey's my favorite part.
Yeah.
The good journey and then you signing off thinking that's the end.
I was trying my hardest to bail out of that, man.
That is the one seed Dayton, the 16 North Carolina Central. Is represented by Big Easy.
Remy.
Yes,
Remy,
that's it.
Remy is
At the time, I couldn't think of it.
Monroe.
You
that's
know,
the one
brain
I knew.
Fart,
right?
My son is Monroe. Yeah. And AKA Buster.
And that's what I
that's
said.
What
he called
got,
Buster Man.
Yeah.
And Coop thought like there was another
I thought
son
there was
named
three
Buster
kids.
Man.
No, the only reason we call it, honestly, there's no reason to keep calling him that. But when he came, let me just tell you, when he came out of the womb.
Did you watch that?
I sure did.
Both of them?
And it's, yeah. But ooh. One delivery was quite different than the other. When Monroe came out, let me tell you, he left carnage. I mean, there's no other way to tell. I mean, he's just, excuse me, fellas.
Excuse me, fellas.
Good That's a 16 seed.
That's a good
That's
one,
That's NC
too.
Central. The 8 seed, I love this, Mitch. This probably should be higher. I got to be totally honest. This is the day that Diener was enraged and ran to callers. It's also one of the days that we love Texter Blue. Go ahead. It's an 8 seed. It's Providence.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, David.
So where you're heading to, do they not have cell service?
Okay, goodbye. 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 I mean, really? I mean, I just set the table of – cell service, yes, I know I can make a hotspot. All right, listen. Blue, you're up next. 93 in the Ville. I'm speechless. I'm even going to go to Blue. Blue, good morning.
You watch really close when Clayton Kershaw is about to make a pitch. If it's going to be a slider down and in, he makes a tongue taco. Just letting you know.
All right, goodbye. I'm done with Blue forever. I thought I'd try it once. He's banned for life. Lifetime ban. He's Donald Sterling of ESPN Louisville. He is banned for life. For life.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not funny. It's no good. I haven't taken his calls for a while anyway, and I'm never taking him again. He's banned for life.
Banned for life.
I've never banned anyone for life. Ever.
I love it.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah. So worldwide, you know he's going to sneak in. Remember the phone number, you know, and all that. So he is banned for life, as Adam Silver said about Donald Sterling.
Well,
he can call in afternoons all he wants.
I guess the thing is, when Diener's got Diener World problems, you come
and the
in.
First solution is, do they have cell service down there? I need a satellite. I don't need a Wi-Fi. I don't need cell service. I mean, I set the table with that.
The guy's trolling you.
Yeah.
That's the 8 seed. The 9 seed, St. Mary's, represented by Locke and Jay Privman.
Oh, yes.
There's a real big movement in racing to be more transparent, and I think they've been highly transparent by saying this as opposed to not saying anything. So I think the notion that it's suspicious or smells or whatever is grossly unfair to them.
The only reason I would say that is he so clearly didn't want to run Country House in the Preakness. He's been very transparent on that regard. Like, he was almost happy he finished second because he wouldn't have to worry about the obligation to go to the Preakness. And now it just seems so preemptive. Like, he's not sick yet, but he's acting like he might get sick. But obviously, he knows the horse the best. But can you understand?
Well, he's already coughing.
Okay.
I mean, the horse is already. Let me ask you something. How often are you around the barn?
Very infrequently.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah, no, I get it. But I guess that would then take it to the next question, Jay. How much the drama and controversy with this sport, it can tend, and I don't want to severely generalize, but it can turn off casual fans who don't understand maybe the specifics and everything else. How much does that matter? Is the sport just going to be a niche sport no matter what, so you don't kind of worry about those outside assumptions, even if they're based on inaccurate information?
Are you talking about the assumption of yours that he's not quite as sick as he is? Are you talking about the assumption that they're of how the disqualification went down in the Derby? Just, you need to be a little more specific.
Sure, absolutely. Well, okay, let's go big picture, because yeah, my assumption
you've
obviously taken issue with, which is fine. I freely confess.
He's done.
He's dead.
He's down for the count. Oh boy, that's low key really good sound. That is really good sound. That's hilarious. I mean, how much have you been around a barn? Whoa.
Very infrequently, which is a lie because he owns a horse.
Yes.
Still does. All right, so that's the 8-9 game. The 5 seed, Ohio State. The Buckeyes, represented by how long does this sound, Mitch, roughly?
2 minutes.
All right, random Bobby V implosions, go.
Yes.
So Timmy and Tommy are screaming at each other because Timmy's saying, well, listen, he's talking sports, so we really can't kick him in the neck. But he's saying, but UK lost last night, a humongous game. It's the biggest story in the country, and he's talking about a TV show from the 1970s. I hate that son of a bitch. I'll kill him. Give me one quick cut. I know he's coming on here, but I want to respond to one. Oh, we're not going to. Okay, fine. I got to get out. Everybody
Sorry,
else
I had
can go over
out.
My show.
I had
get
it
out.
Timed out.
Get out, quick. Get out. The real radio guys are coming. Get the hell out. You old fat SOB. Get out, damn it. Take all your characters. Take Oswald. Take Maria. Take all of them and get the hell out. Sports Talk is coming up next. We want to talk sports. That's coming up next. Damn it. You owe me a championship, you sons of bitches. Now go win one. I'm tired of this crap. I've been putting up with this long enough. You're imposing. You're an imposition on my life. See, I know the game. You tell me. I'm not like you asswipes. I know the game. I know the game. I came all the way in here from Long Island. You better win, you jackasses. I don't think you understand. I know the game, right? I'm not like you jackwads. I know the game.
Bob,
it's March, man. What are we doing here? Let me see. We have another. Let me take a look here. Do the math in my head. I'll try and do a little better job with the math than the millennials did with Bloomberg. We have, by my count, another 160 minutes. Fairly certain we can get to a lot of crap going on in March. I don't know. Call me nuts. But I know you want it right now. Do it right now, you son of a bitch. I'm listening now. I want it now. I want the seating. I want how many places Kentucky dropped in the seating because of that. I want their final four picks. I want it now. That's what I pay for. Excuse me, sir. This is free. I don't care. I want it now. You and your big-headed producer, what the hell are you doing? It's March. Don't you know the calendar? It's just infuriating that everything's going wrong, and this jackass, it looks like he's being animated at celebrating a crappy play against your team. He should be killed.
The 12 seed, Jason Anderson, makes it with Stephen F. Austin. Go.
Scotty Davenport made it out. I don't know how the hell he made it out. All the rubble and everything that was there? There's no way. Typically, we don't let people out of the South End like that.
I want to be like Scotty one day and make it out of the South End and go to a cool college one day like Bannerman, but my parents can't afford it. We barely have a bus pass to be able to get around or road town. But a town is only around our neighbourhood, which I live on the corner of bleak and hopelessness, please. Can I go to the East End one time? I don't know what it's like to be downtown. I live my life at Erickson Park. You in the East End go to Jurassic Park.
That's right. My kids can go to Jurassic Park and get eaten by dinosaurs. The people in your neighborhood are dinosaurs.
Oh, no, they're so old because they never made it out. Everybody's stuck here forever. We're only able to go to a drive-in movie theater. We don't know the life of luxury lounge recliners.
Oh, no.
Please. One time. So happy Scotty made it out. He was always the one. We knew he'd do it. I just want to... Can I go to the water center?
No. Stay in the South End, bum.
That's actually the nickname my mom gave me. She said I never meant to be more than a bum.
That's right, because you're from the South End. You don't know what it's like to live on the East End with money. Or in the African-American community. You're stuck there. You South End punk.
I just sit here and look at my beer and I cry. I cry at my beer because I can't afford to get another one. It's how I refill my beers with tears. If I only had more money for two beers, at least I won't get a DUI.
That's because you don't have a license, you poor.
You poor.
You don't know what it's like to go to a nice college or university. Your parents let you down. You lost the lottery in life. You were born in the South End. I look down on you.
I look down from Iroquois Park at the rest of the city and know what it's like to have dreams, but I'll never make it. Come from the South Side, sir. I do love other things. Road City. I've never even been inside Costco. My only trip is OD. And they don't even let me use a debit card. I don't even have one. It only costs.
Texture says your streaming service must have been made in the South End for ESPN Louisville.
That's good, man.
We don't even have streaming in South End. That would mean we have internet and we don't. Don't even offer internet right here. We've got bunny ears. That's how we watch TV.
Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim, the 12 seed.
Man.
I have to cut that one down a little bit. The 4 seed, reminder, an odd transition to Governor Beshear in 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Brandon Lang reads a series of texts from Drew Diener. This is Oregon. This is the 4 seed in the Cooper Turtle Hassan region.
To your listeners out there, you'll have to fill in what the blanks are. But here it goes. Blank sports. I broke a Yeti. Had Kansas. -4.5. I never want to talk gambling again. Blank these mother blankers. They scored like 45 points in the last minute, too. Blank these blank holes. Laugh out loud, you kill me. Blank your industry. I'm quitting betting on sports tonight. Blank rigged blanked. Okay, we will kill the segment, but I'm still coming for Derby. And if I see this alleged happy couple moving into their blank new home together on this iPhone commercial one more time, Baja, you're killing me, laughing my FAO. Blank sports. Blank these lazy blank mother blankers. I hope they all blank. Oh, my God. Hilarious. Trying to quit Twitter and Facebook as we speak. Blank these blank, blank mother blankers. You could be the funniest guy in America right now. I hate sports. Gonna buy season opera tickets. I hope Vegas burns down. Blank, blank, blank. I can't stop laughing. I didn't see Kansas final minutes. Back door. Going to bed. I hope I die of a rare disease. Ah, I'm crying. Now here it is. Here it is. Pull your car over to the side of the road. Now, a rant like that, it's got to be 5 dimes. It's got to be 10 dimes. How much did you lose on Kansas? $50.
$50. $50.
Oh,
my God, and they're going to be gone on the $50 ranch.
Brandon Lang.
That's great.
The 13 New Mexico State. How long is this clip? We may have to cut this one down just because of time, Mitch.
A minute 30.
A minute 30. Play it. Drew crushes Riverlink. The 13, it's New Mexico State.
I'm going to assault Riverlink this morning with some information. My preparation, my sheet of lies, is mostly things and dates and times of this fraudulent company that has no idea what it's doing when they cash checks and still charge you late fees after they acknowledge that they've cashed the checks and still want you to pay. Riverlink, from my cold, dead hands, will you get $60 you think I owe you? You're going to bend the damn knee this morning, and you're going to be beheaded when you bend the knee. It's not going to be a respectful bending of the knee. I'm going to assault you in your idiocy because I've got all the documents. Documentation. You morons can't even add it up even when you acknowledge you have the documentation. So they're going to get it. Riverlink, you're going to get it. I'm going to devote many hours of this show to uncover the fraud and the amount of money that is going to an out-of-town, lying, illegal cartel that is Riverlink.
Right.
It's a cartel of lies is what it is. It's a cartel of lies. You're going to bend the knee, and I'm going to behead you when you bend the knee.
Have you been down to their office?
Oh, I'm going.
Okay, because
I got forms and documents, and I'm ready to meet the stupid people of Riverlink.
Drew, who writes a check for a $4 or an $8 toll in the year 2019 anyway? You could have just gone online and simply paid the bill with a credit card. Now you spent 2 or 3 hours of your life over a simple check. I thought you were into technology.
Yeah, well, you think I wrote a check with my hand? What are you talking about? I do online. I go to my Republic Bank or my Fifth Third, and I write a check. I'm not writing a check. I had to find a check the other day for something. I haven't seen an actual check. Good God, Lord knows how long. You think I wrote a check, like, and wrote that line at the end of it, and no sense. No, I wrote it online. It's easier.
Oh, it's a haymaker.
Riverlink.
God, we could play that for 10 minutes. The 6 seed, BYU, is Bob. How long is this one, Mitch? Just so I can look at the time here.
2 minutes.
All right, two. Good God. All right, it's Bob and Tim Sullivan battling. It's BYU.
Yes. You're an old school reporter, and I say that in the most complimentary of ways because old school guys do their job and they get sources and they report on the sources and, you know, get a source and get a confirmation. But I'll be honest with you, that text the other day was beneath you. It's one guy who's pissed off after a loss, a week after they lost to Kentucky. I mean, there's part of me that has to ask you, are you pressured by the paper to have people talking about what you're writing stuff? Because, you know, if you do that, they're going to talk about it. But do you really think there's credibility? You think there's meat on the bone with that, honestly?
Meat on the bone with what?
That there's a widespread concern that about Chris's coaching, that the honeymoon's over and that people are wondering, did they hire the right guy? Based on what? You can't find one analyst nationally that would say that. And could you find a fan?
It's not about analysts, Bob.
What's it about?
The fan base and the boosters. And, well, although this doesn't qualify as a critical comment, but your own Andy Sweeney is asking, is the Chris Mack honeymoon over?
He said that in response to your tweet.
Your own Andy Sweeney.
No, he's not, because my tweet didn't come out till hours after the game. His was at 4:14 p.m. The game had been over for 14 minutes. Go on Chris Mack's timeline on Twitter from Saturday and just read the comments of the first 10 minutes after the game. There's a lot of people who are not happy. I mean, I don't think it's rational. I don't agree with them.
Well, then why would you write it? Then why would you write it? If you don't think it's rational, why would you write that?
Because it's news. Do you understand what news is?
I do. I don't need you to lecture me on news. I know what news is. But my point is, if the guy, because he's a prominent booster at Louisville, if he told you that the earth is flat, you writing that? Really? You're going to write that?
It's not the same thing.
Why not?
Obviously, the earth is not flat.
Yeah, but you just got through telling me you didn't think there was any credibility to it.
I said I don't agree with it, but I can see that there are people who are upset.
Of course they are. Tim, come on. You've been doing this for 40 years. After a loss and after you lost to your rival in overtime, you really think you got to go hunting for people to be upset? I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. How hard is that?
All right, there we go.
News?
That's the 6 seed, the 11 seed in the Cooper Hassan Turtle bracket of the Takes Sound bracket here on ESPN 680 1057 is Oklahoma, and it is James Strebel, his wife asked out by a doctor.
Oh.
Once when we were dating, one of the doctors did ask her to go watch his band play. Oof. He'd buy her drinks all night while she's a nurse. She did tell me about that, though, and I was like, well, did you go? She said she thought about it, but she said,
this is when you were dating.
This is when we were dating. We were engaged. We were engaged. We were not yet married. The doctor tried to get her to go see his band.
Bad episode of Grey's Anatomy.
It really is. It really is. It's what it all is. Right, so that's the 6-11, the 3 seed, hidden sound of Locke complaining about Nick giving him the wrong papadilla. It's a 3 seed. It's represented by Mark Turgeon and Maryland.
Oh my God!
There's a full one back there.
Is this a barbecue chicken one?
I think I saw chicken. All right, bacon.
Yeah, this is.
The other one looks like
This is pepperoni and sausage. God.
I specifically said.
I didn't know they were.
They were coming at 11:30.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
Oh, it's fantastic.
God,
that's Maryland. That's a three seed.
Man,
yep.
That's
Belmont, the 14. Patty Ice's girlfriend, Hannah, reacts to him saying on the air she had wieners in her hand.
Yeah, Hannah lost her wiener.
Oh, my God.
So that's what he gets paid for.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
That's the only reaction we needed. You guys have a good trip. We'll catch in when you get to Jacksonville. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
That's Ooh. One that made it from all the way last year to this year, and it made it still as a 14. The 7-10 matchup, Arizona, the 7 seed. It's one of the memorable times that I got by the text line. It's a 7 seed.
Yes.
It's Arizona. It's Sean Miller, who's very sweaty. Go ahead.
Texas Man. Says Louisville's moved on to Lou Sasso.
Who?
What an absolute awesome name.
Lou Sasso.
Who's Lou Sasso? Is that, am I being got
I'm
by,
not,
am I being got by the text line? That's not a sexual reference or any Lou Sasso.
I've got to look that up now because I've never heard that name.
Like, that's not like the Ben Dover guy.
No.
Everyone's looking up Lou Sasso.
The only thing that came up was Will Sasso, the guy from Mad TV.
That's got to be a joke in some sort of way.
It has to be.
Who's Sasso?
I got it now.
What is it?
Oh, I got it. I got it.
That's good.
That was a good one.
Oh, Lou.
Lou.
The 10 seed, Indiana, and Archie Miller.
Oh, boy.
And I think this is the perfect sound to represent Archie Miller and Indiana. It's Mark Blankenbaker. Take a listen.
It's hard for opponents of Clemson to really focus on their game plan when they're worried about how deep in the lower intestine the Clemson Tigers are going to explore. Like, you never exactly know what's going to get probed into your anus, what, you know, fingers, how many digits might go in.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I mean, it's a short
We're
going to
cut that one longer. Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Oh.
All right, so the 215, the 2 seed is Duke. It is just titled on here, Lock Betting. And Mitch says he could have made this a 5-6-7 minute sound clip just of the stuff that we had cut over the last year of Lock talking about his betting. And I have not heard this. This is what, about 2 minutes long, Mitch? 90 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, take a listen.
I'm on a gambling roll is the point I'm trying to tell you guys. And I will give you locks, and you should fade the hell out of me because I am on a epically bad stretch of picking games. So take whatever I tell you and run to the windows to bet the other way. I just have to briefly bemoan. I just have to. I'm sorry. My locks. I went 3-2, so I made you money. I lost my tease of the week, which I put on Twitter. My gambling record is at times iffy. But it is time for you to make money. Because I'm on a roll, people. I'm like butter on a biscuit or spread me out. I don't know what the hell the analogy I was going with there.
You got a good gambler, a gambling savant, and you got a bad gambler, a 500 gambler, and me.
I'm not a 500 gambler. Of course, tomorrow I'll give you my locks, which have been mediocre this year. But and this week, again, I'm struggling. Know you guys are actively keeping on top of are the gambling wagers that I made in the first hour, because I went 0-4 on my bets in LSU Clemson last night, lost every one of them, lost a total of $15.46 on those four wagers. I have been losing a ton of my $1, you know, stupid betting on sports I've never heard of. A ton of those. I do not lose a lot of money. I mean, I'm already in for $20 on Notre Dame at minus 20. I might, and again, for me, I'm a cheap $5 bettor. That's four times my normal bet. That is a lock four dime special here.
Then I shouldn't have said I'm a 500 gambler because I'm better than that. I should have said I'm a profitable gambler.
Data is changing in your own words.
The data has not changed. The nomenclature, I used 500 as an easy to understand moniker for people, but it was inaccurate. So thank you for calling me out. I am way better than a 500 gambler. I'm probably whatever the percentage is. That means you have to make money to overcome the juice. That's the type of gambler that I am. But I am a bettor who is a 500 bettor. I'm not any better, but I'm not any worse. But I went 0 for 4. I went 0 for 4 on the national championship game. And I lost $15.46 on those bets. So it's not that hard. One $5 bet gets me a third of the way back, and I've won a few $5 bets. And if you'd like me to go through and tell you the bets I've won, I will do that. But you don't know, like, that's not good radio. It's more fun to pretend that I don't know what I'm doing.
I could listen to those all day.
Me too.
We might have to do the entire 5 minutes.
I want
to
hear it
together.
Man.
I really do. Oh. In the 15 seat, quickly before Andy Beshear, East Washington. We got to hurry up, Mitch. Go ahead. This is Bobby V. Beam Bobby V. Go ahead.
I really thought where he was going with this was, and I said we are going to be national headlines. He's going to announce that he's gay. He's going to announce that it's a guy. And that would have been so awesome. Our morning host, Sports Radio, says, damn it, I'm loud and I'm proud. I'm gay, and there's not that there's anything wrong with that. And I was pretty jazzed up about that. And I was like, you know, they didn't listen very carefully. Because he never said she. He said this person. He spoke in all those genderless pronouns. And so I was like, this is it. Now we got ourselves a story for our summer months. CNN's going to be here. The people, they're going to be protests outside the studio.
First openly
it's
gay.
It's going to be, yeah, first openly gay sports
morning,
talk radio.
Sports talk
yeah.
radio.
I mean, just, I was like, Drew, you go, man. I was ready to, I mean, like, they're giving Ellen DeGeneres the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I mean, for the courage. Oh. I mean, I was ready to jump on that train. Where are we going? We're going to be having, you know, you're going to be going to Washington. You're going to be getting awards. You're going to be getting honors. And then I walked in. I said, so who is it? Who is the guy? He said, what are you talking about? I said, well, I heard about the thing on the show. He said, no, it's a woman. I said, oh, shoot. Because, I mean, that's no story. CNN's not coming for that.
Oh. Bobby V. Perfect timing at 4:58.
Yeah. Yes.
There is no good way to do this, Mitch. Do we need to take a quick break to get the simulcast going?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, Strebel, I'm going to get you out of here.
Okay.
Governor Andy Beshear, we'll see you tomorrow. Governor Andy Beshear is coming up next here in mere minutes on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.